If you will open your Bible with us this morning to the book of Romans, Romans chapter 5 and verse 17. Romans chapter 5. I'm going to read this first verse, this particular text from the Holman Christian Standard Bible. Romans chapter 5. And then I'll read it from the King James. Praise God. But listen to what it says. Listen to verse 5. Excuse me, chapter 5, verse 17. Excuse me. Verse 5 and chapter and verse 7 and 5 and chapter verse 17. I'll get it right in a minute. Romans 5 and 17. Since by one man's trespass, death reigneth through that one man. Now, hear it real good. Since by one man's trespass, death reigneth through that one man, how much more will those who receive the overflow of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ, shall do what? Reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ. So this morning, I want to talk to you about reigning in life. Reigning in life. Notice that through one man, disobedient, which was Adam, death reigned over the entire human race, mankind. The man that God had created in his own image and after his likeness. And God would come in the cool of the day and he and Adam would have sweet fellowship. Now, something has happened. And this man that God used to come and commune with and talk with and had fellowship with is now separated. He and God. He no longer had the life of God in him. He has something else in him. And through that one man, the whole entire human race, far from Adam and Eve came all mankind. I know people have a lot of things they say and they try to classify peoples and different groups because we are different peoples of color and different color, different places we live on the earth. But every one of us, it's so strange, every one of us got red blood in our veins and we all breathe same air. And so, then the scripture says, out of one blood came all nations. And I don't know what would make one man better than the other through flesh. Only thing make you different is the blood. Amen. When you get born again and you become a new creature. But this man, one act of disobedience, destroyed or caused death to enter this earth realm. And through him, all men died. You know, it wasn't like when he committed this act, you got men get out of dying because there's not enough death to go around. No. Now think about it. This is an act of disobedience. This is an act of evil. I want to ask you a question. Is there anyone bigger than God? Anyone greater than God? Then here's an act of disobedience. Every man died. Death entered the earth realm and every human being. I take time to say this. Every human being, every person that's birthed into the earth realm. Of course, when they come into this realm, you may not understand this, but I'm going to say it anyway. But when they are born into the earth realm, their spirit is alive unto God because all spirits come from God and God don't give out dead stuff. But they enter into an earth realm where there's death is. And Paul said, I was alive once without the law, but when sin revived, I died. That means we came to an age of accountability to recognize what's right and wrong. And he chose and he let sin take over and he died. But one man disobedient brought death into this earth realm. Now listen to the next statement. And death reigned through that one man. That was Adam. All because he had a different Lord. He had a killer, a destroyer, a death-dealing spirit called Satan. Started out as Lucifer. And he's an enemy. He seeks to keep men in darkness concerning who we are. Especially you never get born again. He just control your life and cause you to be miserable and make everybody else miserable around you. And especially if you get in high places, you just work habit because you're selfish. You just want everything your own way. You really don't care anything about anyone else. It's just so you can have your own way. But this man, praise the Lord. Let me go on. Death reigned through this one man. Then it asked the question, how much more will those who receive the overflow of grace? Notice what he said, the overflow of grace. And the gifts of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ. And that's who I want to talk about. Now listen to the King James. He says, by one man's offense, death reigned by one. Much more, they which receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Shall reign where? In life. God gave us life to live through Jesus Christ. I want to say it again. That's what God gave us. He gave us life. And he gave us life to live. And we are to live through Jesus Christ. And to live it and to live in victory. See, many people are existing, living, but they're living in defeat. They're afraid. They're scared. They don't know what to do. And they're panicking. And people are dying. And of course, when you choose the way of death, that's what it will do. It will destroy you. Amen. And you can't, and you don't know how to get out of that. You just know you're in a trap. It's like a man locked behind bars. He can only take what you feed him. You know, he doesn't have the ability to go around like everybody that's free, shop around and make choices. He just has to accept whatever handed to him. And that's why men in darkness, they just live a life, whatever Satan handed to them, give them. And that's why their lives are like they are. They think, see, most people think because they have abundance of things, they're really living. But you're not really living if you don't know God. If you don't know the Lord Jesus, you're just existing, and that short-lived life in it, up against eternity is like a bubble on the water. You're there, you're gone. So it will behoove you, if you are not born again, I say it again, if you don't know Jesus, it will behoove you this morning to really listen, because I'll say it again, there is a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. I know there's things said and people are saying, so you can't listen to people. They have their opinion. You can buy all men's opinion for a dollar and have a dollar left. Amen. That's about how much they're worth. Pay a dollar for them, and when you get to paying for them, you still got your dollar. Okay. Amen. But you better listen to the word of God, because it's right. Amen.